Baruch Hashem, we are flying through this week together, flying through the sugyas of Hilchos Tefillah. There's only so much we can do, of course. So today we are going to learn through the halachas of Karpon Musaf as it relates to an Isha, Nashim. Nashim Chayavos are not in the mitzvah, the Tefillah of Musaf. So let's begin from the Tosfos in the Ba'am of Chaf Vav Amin Aleph. There, the Tosfos is commenting on the halacha of Tashlumim. I considered doing Tashlumim as one of the sugyas, but in the end I pulled out of that one. But Tashlumim is a din that a person misses a tefillah, he is able to make it up the next tefillah by davening twice. If he misses shacharis, he davens two minchas. If he misses mincha, he davens two marivs. If he misses mariv, he davens two shacharis. So asks Tosas, what about musaf? Is there a way to make up musaf? And here Tosas says a very, very important fundamental difference between karban musaf and tefillas musaf and the other tefillas. And he writes in the bottom, I imagine you all saw this one at least, he bayilu tavalo his pal tefillas mincha. Lo bayi im tavlo ispal tefillas musaf. The Gemara does not ask the shaila what would be if you didn't daven musaf. The havadai einam ispal barvis. Certainly, one cannot make up musaf at nighttime. The heach yikras a karbanos uqvar avers man of musaf. How could you read the psukim and it's no longer shayach anymore? The zman of musaf has passed. The gam lo tiknu sheva brachal shem musaf elamishim nisham par mitzvaseinu. The only reason why they're psukim is because of this pasuk. It's supposed to somehow represent the karban musaf. Certainly the Karban Musaf can be brought. So it's not shayach to bring the Karban Musaf to say the Musaf at night time. Aval, shar tefillos, dirachmaninihu. The other tefillos, which are bikush rachamim, it's davening to Hashem, connecting to Hashem, asking for things, it's a very different nature, it's not modeled after the karbanos. And halavai shis pal adim kala yom kula. And Rabbi Yochanan says, halavai, a person would daven all day long, it's shayach to daven all day long if one can. Ain kan avers mano but tefillah charis. It's not batos mano. It's always a shayach to daven rachmi. It's only by karban musaf, which tefillas musaf, which is makom karban. That's where we say avers mano batel karban. That's what Tosas writes. A very, very important distinction. And therefore, it's not shayach to have tashlum by karban musaf. Yeah.
Is this saying that the tefillas are connected to avos?
No, not necessarily. Pasha says yes. But you could still say, we'll see later on, that it might be, there's an element of connecting to karbanos, but not exactly like the karbanos. But right. But Pashup Shat, I think you are correct. The Tosa seems to indicate that it's not connected karbanos, it's connected the avos. Excellent. Now, on this idea, so it says that Tzlach. The Tzlach writes that he has a dik that you picked up on an earlier Tosa. I forgot to tell you to look at the earlier Tosas, but he's medayik from a language, Bechol. And it doesn't say the word yom, even though our girsa does say b'chol yom. The girsa of the tzach was b'chol, without the word yom. And the phrase that the Tosas, that he's commenting on is, the reason why we're makdim tefillas mincha, the tefillas musafim, mishum shi tadira b'chol yom. That mincha's tadir every day. Now the tzach's girsa was, shi tadira b'chol. It doesn't have the word yom. What does tadira b'chol mean? So he's medayik that he's saying two things in Tosas. Tadir is one element, and bechol is a concept that which is shava bechol. So he says, just to understand, why would women be pater of in tefillas musaf? So what about nashim? So he says, maybe you're going to tell me that tefila is a zman kavua, it's mitzvah aseh, she has man grama, and women are pater from a mitzvah aseh, she has man grama, it's time bound. And there's a discussion whether or not this is true on mitzvos derais or even mitzvos midrabanan. So there's a Tosos in Brachos, Daf Chafam Abeis, which says that mitzvos aseh shesman grama, that ptur, applies even on mitzvos midrabanan. So tefillah is midrabanan according to the Ramban, or tefillah is derais according to the Rambam. Either way, says the Tzach, that mitzvos aseh shesman grama applies to mitzvah tefillah. So a woman should be pater. Ah, but even though it's a mitzvah aseh, she has man grama, the Gemara in Brachos Chafim Bey says, the chayiv anyways, dirachman inhu. There's certain things that they need as well. They need certain things. It's not fair to not give them the opportunity of tefillah. Okay, yes, there's certain zmanim that they have to keep to, but women also need rachman, and therefore, women are chayiv in tefillah, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah aseh, she has man grama. Says the Nodhu, that's only true, shacharis, mincha, and maybe marif. Those are rachmim. So karban musaf, which is not a tefillah b'rachmim, it's tefillah b'makom karban, Therefore, women should be pater from Musaf because the Musaf is a mitzvah ase shezman grama. All the tefillahs are mitzvahs ase shezman grama, except that the shachar's mincha ma'ariv have an additional factor, not additional, but has the element of rachmim, which brings them in afa pikein the chai because of the rachmim. But Musaf does not have the element of rachmim. There's nothing to bring them back in, and therefore it remains a mitzvah, a regular mitzvah ase shezman grama, in which case women are pater. So just like we have the distinction, according to Tosfos, that tashlumim only applies to the tefillahs which are rachmim, does not apply to the tefillah smusav, which is b'makom karbon, so to the other nafkamina says that tzlach is nashim. Nashim are only chayv in that which is rachmim, but they're pat in that which is a karbon. That's what the tzlach writes. Then he says that, well, maybe, even if you assume that women are pater from karbon musaf, this is a more parenthetical point, but important nonetheless, is a woman allowed to daven musaf? What's the question? Why would they not be able to say musaf? Pater, so what? The pater. Brachlatella, right. Brachlatella. What's the din? My wife wants to shake lulav on Sukkot. Is she allowed to shake the lulav?
Yes.
Does everybody agree? Yes. Is she allowed to say a bracha? Achlokas. Who says what?
Ramah says yes.
Ramah says yes. Svarim said no. The Svarim think it's a bracha levatala for women to say tzivanu. They're not commanded. So women are not allowed to say the bracha. Svardi women are not allowed to say the bracha on lulav. Any mitzvah that they're not chayv to keep, such as lulav, they're not allowed to say a bracha according to the Svardim. The Ashkenazim we paskin that women are allowed to say a bracha on even a mitzvah say shiasman grama, that they're pater, and they're, if they decide to do the mitzvah, they would have to say the bracha. Or they can say the bracha, and it's encouraged to say a bracha. So asks the Nod Yehuda, so what about Musaf? So certainly for Musaf, Ashkenazim could certainly say the bracha. Because they could say bracha, any other mitzvah say shiasman grama, why would Musaf be any different? It's a mitzvah ase shiasman grama, the pater, but they want the daven, great. Say the bracha, just like by shaking lulav. But what about the Svardim? The Svardi women, who cannot say a bracha by tzitzis and any other mitzvah ase shiasman grama, are they allowed to say the brachas for karbon musaf? So what is the Nod Yehuda, right? You're allowed to. Why, Effie?
Because there's no tzivanu.
There's no tzivanu. You can't say asher kidisham mitzvah v'tzivanu in that which you're not commanded in. So they can't say that bracha on lulav. It's not true. It's sheker. But we don't say there's no tzivanu at all in Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore it's not a violation of saying that which isn't true. So even the Svardim would agree that women can, in fact, daven musaf. That's what comes out from the Nod Yehuda, yeah.
Is there any parallel problem? Because we talk about in Musaf, the Karbonos Hogosim, and just Karbonos Hasibra are not Mutalos on women.
Well, that might relate to the question of the shkalim that we're talking about, whether or not they really are part of the tzibur or not.
Right.
That would be Rabbi Kivi Eger. We'll get to that in just a moment.
If they weren't, then would that present that problem?
That would seemingly present that problem. Exactly. I mean, even if you hold like Rabbi Kivi Eger that they're pater because of shkalim, that term might be difficult.
Right.
Yeah. Very, very excellent. Very good. So before we get to Rabbi Kivi Eger, let's jump to the Yavetz for a second, Rajolti for a moment. So the Nod Yehuda assumed that women are pater from Karbon Musaf because mitzvah ase shehazman grama. And Karbon Musaf, tefillas Musaf is b'makom karbon, and that's why they're pater. They're pater from karbonos. Mitzvah ase shehazman grama. The Mishnah Yavetz of Jolti is mechadei something different. Here he says, even everyone agrees that tefillas Musaf is keneged karbon Musaf. There's no element of rachamim. I agree to the Nod Yehuda. There's no rachamim in my karbon Musaf at all. But yesh lachkor, within this mandamar that musaf, tefillas musaf is karbon musaf, there are two ways to understand that. What are the two ways to understand how tefillas musaf corresponds, correlates to karbon musaf? What are the two ways?
Placing it or corresponding to
it. Is it keneged or is it bimakom? Bimakom sounds like the tefillas musaf is mamish bimakom, the karbon, and it takes on all the halachas, all the dinim, and that's the language of the Rush. The Yavetz quotes the Rush, who writes that tefillas musaf is bimakom karbon musaf. But if you look at the language of the Rambam, he only says keneged karbon musaf. It corresponds, it correlates, but it's not in place of. And the Rav Jolti goes on to say that keneged means it's just there's a correlation, but be etzem. What's the mohus of Karban Musaf, rather, Tefillas Musaf according to the Rambam. Again, for the Rush, Tefillas Musaf is B'makom Karban Musaf, and it's mamish like a Karban. The Rambam, it's Keneged. It only corresponds. It's like a little line you could draw connecting the two. But what's the Mahus of Tefillas Musaf according to the Rambam, says Rav Shulti? What's the language he uses? Not connected, but what's connected means it's correlation to Kar Musaf is very Kedushas Hayom. The Mechayiv for Tefillas Musaf is not the Karban Musaf. Kar Musaf is only connected. There's like a little connection between the two. But the Etzem Mechayiv of Tefillas Musaf for the Rambam, it's Kedushas Yom. Kedushas Hayom, it's Yontif, it's Pesach, it's Shavuos, it's Sukkot, it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. The Kedushas Yom is Mechayiv. Mechayiv the Tefillas Musaf. Yeah. Again, if you assume that the Tefillas Musaf is b'makom Karban Musaf like the Rush, that means Musaf is going to take on all the halachas, whatever that means, of an actual Karban Musaf that comes to life, almost. When the Rambam uses the language that Tefillas Musaf is only keneged, it corresponds to, there's a correlation, a low-level correlation. But that's not the nature of the Tefillas Musaf. The nature of Tefillas Musaf is it's Kedushas Yom. Like we saw the Ramban the other day, the Inyan to Davin on the Yontif. See as well, there's an Inyan to Davin, the Tefillas Musaf. It corresponds to Karban Musaf, but it's not because of the Karban Musaf, it's because of Kedushas Yom. Let me just finish this piece to bring the Nafkamina before I get to the questions. And says further in Rav Shulti, so what's the Nafkamina then? Whether it's a din of B'makom Karban, or whether or not it's Kedushas Yom.
Age
what? Women should Davin. If it's a din in Karban Musaf, women are potter. Mitzvah says she has mangrama. But if it's a din in Kedushas Yom, women are chayiv in the elements of Kedushas Yom. They have to keep the halachas. Mitzvah of simcha by nashim. They have to have the sudas. Certainly the ism halacha applies to them. So said Rav Shulti, that would be the nafkamina, whether or not they would be chayiv in Musaf or not. So again, the Behuda says women are potter because Karban Musaf is mitzvah says she has mangrama. It's mamsh keneged a Karban. B'makom Karban. And Rav Shulti says, no, it's not really b'makom Karban. Tefillas Musaf is really keneged the Karban, but the Mechayiv is really Kedushas Hayom. So that's a very different perspective of the nature of Tefillas Musaf. Follow, you have a question?
Two questions. One is, like, if we're saying, just to be a little bit technical, if we're saying that's actually, like, the b'makom of a Karban, let's say if a person, like, you know, for some reason it's like bad eye, Tameh, or there's a reason, like, let's say a person wouldn't be able to give that Karban. Would that absolve him from needing to daven because he wouldn't be able to give the Karban if there's a mismeasurement?
Right. Excellent question. I don't recall seeing that. It could be discussed, but I think it's an excellent question. How far do you take this? They do talk about if a person who's under the age of 20, we got the shkalim in just a second, but under the age of 20, where a person's not involved in giving shkalim and he's not chayiv in the karban sibur, maybe you couldn't daven karban musaf. So that is a question, the age. But I don't recall about tameh, but it could be it's a discussion. I don't know, but the question is still a good question. Okay.
And just like, there's also like a side question that, like, if according to the Mishnah Yovis, are we seeing that, like, within the Rambam, that, like, there's much more of a chiyuv because of the Kedushas Hayom by Musaf, but does that sort of detract away from the chiyuv of davening shachris and Milcha because there's no Kedushas Hayom, it's just a negative according to the Rambam? Does that take away from the chiyuv a bit?
You mean a chiyuv on Yantif when you have shachris?
No, just any regular day, because they say that, oh, the Rambam is just a negative for shachris and Milcha, but wow, the chiyuv of
No, I would say for them that the mechayiv for tefillin every single day is from b'chol avavchem. You know that you should serve Hashem avodah shebelev, and then we start figuring out the parameters keneged avos, keneged tamidim. But there's a real chiyuv in the mitzvah in the Torah. Mitzvah asay in the Torah, and musaf the mechayiv is a kedushas yomtiv mechayiv.
So musaf
wouldn't
fit in b'chol avavchem.
It's seemingly not. B'chol avavchem is like rachmi, building that connection, the love to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Musaf isn't coming because of Avodah Shebelev. It's coming because of Kedushas Yom Tov, according to this understanding. Yeah.
I'm really sure how he's being machria that even once we say it's Kedushas Hayom, that it's that like makes like the connected aspect the ikar. I mean, once even if you say it's Kedushas Hayom, then that means there's like Mutal al Mitzibur is a chovas Karban Hayom. So then, like, wouldn't like Nishma Parm Sosenu, like, come to, like, that's just like replacing that. Like, we all have a,
No, no, because the hijra, he's downplaying, he's diluting the need, the correlation to the karbanos. Again, the mechayiv is kedusha yom tov. You have to daven on yom tov. And then we start bringing some details, but correlated, you know, just a correlation, but not a equation that we model after the carbon pesach, carbon musaf rather.
You think kedusha sayom is just like a dim kedusha sayom generates tefila?
Exactly. Right. So again, he doesn't elaborate on all that, but that's like the Ramban we saw in the Krei Kodesh. One of the ways we gathered together in the Beis Hamikdash was for tefila. It's a way of expressing being befarsem in Kedushas Yom Tov somehow. So this is something similar to that. Yeah.
Can you explain again how Kedushas Yom would tell us that women are also chayav in the...
Yeah, because women are chayav in all the halachas of Yom Tov. So once it's a din hilchas Yom Tov, they can't do melacha. They have to, you know, simcha, even mesamecha wife. So this would be another. You have to have suda. This would be another element of Kedushas Yom Tov that they be chayav in.
Isn't this a mitzvah sasei shasman grama?
Well, Yom Tov is as well, in general, but they're still chayav because we have all the other, the lavim as well, the Yom Tov, they're included in. Yeah, it's a good question, but that they're connected to all the dinim of Yom Tov, yeah.
If you said that from Zolti, which is the idea that it's Tola and Kedusha Sayyam, so then would Svarti women also be chayav if it's based on Kedusha?
Yeah, great question. It would seem from this that it's nothing to do with Mitzvah Aseh Sheshman Grama, it's completely overrided by the fact that it's a Kedusha Yom Tov. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, very good. Okay. So those are two approaches, again, in the nature of carbon tefillas musaf. Again, either it's purely carbon musaf, tefillas musaf is b'malkum carbon musaf, and therefore mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, women are pater, or it's really kedushas yom tov is the nature of it, and the element of carbon musaf is just connected. Now, there's a third approach, before we get to the shkalim element, which is found in Rav Soloveitchik and Rishimus Shirim. I have it in my notes, I forgot to bring it here. If you want the exact ma'amakum, I'll get it for you later, Blee Nether. In brachas, yeah. I think it might be in Chaf Aleph. I don't remember. We'll have to get a few blue nether. What?
We found it actually. We were looking at Sfari.
Oh, yeah?
The word Shkola. Uh-huh. In those Rishimus.
Okay. So it's somewhere there. I have to get exactly the daf. He's Medayik from Tosos and Chaf Aleph from Beis, I think it is, that says if a person wants Tfilas Mosaf, he could say all Shmon Esrei, all 19 brachas. 18, 19 brachas he could say if he wants. And he proves from that Mosaf also, he says, it's definitely corresponded to a carbon musaf. It's b'makum carbon musaf. But that doesn't mean it's exclusive to it being rachamim. It's also rachamim, he says, on top of that. It's also rachamim, haraya, the Tosos writes, that you're allowed to say all 1890 brachas if you wanted. If it was simply carbon musaf, you couldn't say all 1890 brachas. It's not shach for the bikush rachamim. Well, you don't speak about that stuff if it's a carbon musaf. And he's arrived from the Baal Mor as well when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and the Zuchonos Malchias and Shofros. And the elements of blowing shofar during musaf as well. These are rachamim. These are pieces of rachamim. If it's connected to the carbon musaf, it's only carbon musaf, you shouldn't ask for rachamim during carbon musaf. So he says, be'etzim, it's really a carbon musaf. But there's also the second din of it being rachamim. And because of that element of rachamim that it also has, women would be chai because of that piece. So now we have three different understandings of the nature of carbon musaf. Again, either it's mamash carbon musaf, women are pater. Or it's really Kedushas Yom Tov, like the Rav Zolti, which would mean that women are chayiv. Or it's carbon musaf plus a rachamim as well, the opposite of the no biyuda, but there's also rachamim, which would also bring the women into the chayiv too. That's part one. We don't have that much time left, but that's part one. Everyone's good on those? Okay. Now let's move on to Rabbi Kvieger, who has a completely different angle of why women would be pater from the carbon musaf. And Rabbi Kvieger writes, if you look in page number 15 in the Shulchan Aruch, all the way in the bottom left, Rabbi Kvieger, he quotes from a Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh, Simon Peitas. The Noshim Pturos Mitfias Musafim, the Eina Ba'a Ela Lezecher, the Zachar, the Zecher Chiv Karbanos, to remind us, the Zecher of the Chiv Karbanos, the Isha Lo Haisa Shokelis. Women would not give machatzis a shekel. Ve'ein lachelik bekarbanos tzibur. She has no ownership, no bialis in the karbanos tzibur. Elo dekvarnogu lispalo kol davar v'chayv latzim b'chol mitzvos. So, mikra din women are pater. Now, they were makabal themselves to daven in a similar way that we were makhayv ourselves to daven in tfilas arvis. But be'etzim, women are really pater. They were pater not because mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. That's not the reason why. Rather, here's a second reason why they're potter, is because they have no chelik in the Karban Musaf, and since the Karban Musaf is purely a Karban Musaf, according to the simple understanding of Tosfos, women would be exempt from Tfilas Musaf. That's what Kiveki writes. Go to that. Fine. So now there's a very, very interesting Tshuvas Ber Yitzchak. I didn't bring the whole piece, but the question that he was grappling with is, what if a person walks into shul late, and they're about to start Musaf? Should a person say Musaf with the Tzibur, with the Minyan, and Daven Shachar afterwards? Or better for him to Daven in order and miss the Tefillah B'Tzibur, Daven Shachar by himself, B'Yechidus, and Daven Musaf, B'Yechidus. He misses the Tefillah B'Tzibur. That was the question, that was the background. But it goes on to a very interesting discussion about whether or not women are chayef to give Shkalim. So he quotes this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, again, on side topic, about whether or not when it comes to priority in mitzvahs, we have different levels of priority. The most obvious one, the most well-known one, is Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodim. That which is more frequent precedes that which is less frequent. The next well-known one is that which is Mekudesh precedes that which is Sheino Mekudesh. Different higher levels of what's more Kadosh than others, which takes precedence. The Gemara in Zvachim talks about it. We discussed the other day, when that Deraisa Derabanan, is that another factor as well? That which is Deraisa, does that give a mitzvah greater credence than that which is Derabanan? But these are all different factors in weighing out which mitzvahs to choose from. So then he discusses another element of what about that which is Shava B'chol versus that which is Eina Shava B'chol. What does Shava B'chol mean? A mitzvah that applies to every single person, all men and women, that's called Shava B'chol, or that versus which is Eina Shava B'chol. Is that a relevant factor to weigh in terms of which mitzvah should come first? So what the Tshuvas Ber Yitzchak says, quoting from Rabbi Kvi Eger in his Tshuvas, Rabbi Kvi Eger's Tshuvas in Siman Tes, he quotes from Yushalmi that a mezuzah takes precedence to that of tefillin. Why? Because mezuzah is what, guys? Right. No, not what. What does the Yushalmi say? It's tadir. Yushalmi says tadir. Right. Mezuzah shayach. Obviously, you can't hang the mezuzah on Shabbos, but the mitzvah is not hanging the mezuzah. It's having a mezuzah, and you're mekayin the mitzvah every moment you have a mezuzah on your house. It's therefore more tadir than tefillin, which is only during the weekdays. And then he says, he could have said in the Gemara, it could have said that Nashim, reason why mezuzah goes before tefillin, because the mezuzah is Shava B'kol. Mezuzah is chayv to bein anashim, bein nashim, and tefillin is only shayach for men. So why doesn't say Shava B'kol is more important than Eina Shava B'kol? So then he says, we see from the, however, we don't find anywhere that Shava B'kol is more important than Eina Shava B'kol. He's grappling with whether that's a relevant factor or not. But the Gemara, the Yushalmi, does seem to initially say, I'm not sure if Rabbi Kivi Eger is saying this or the Yushalmi is saying this, but it seems that Rabbi Kivi Eger was more comfortable with Shava B'kol as a relevant factor. Then he retracts, because we don't find such an instance where Shava B'kol is more important. And then he brings a raya. How do I know that Shava B'kol is not a relevant factor? Because the Gemara Bracha says that if you have two tefillas in front of you, you have to da mincha musaf, right? Musaf, you didn't say, it's already 12:30, let's say. You have to daven both mincha and musaf, which comes first? And the Gemara says mincha comes first because tadir. Mincha is more tadir than musaf, which is she'ena tadir. So why didn't the Gemara say mincha is more tadir? It's also shava b'kol, because mincha, everyone's chayiv in mincha, men and women. But musaf, women are not chayiv in, women are pater. So why didn't it say not only is mincha more tadir than musaf, but mincha is also shava b'kol? And musaf is not shava b'kol because musaf is not shayach to women. And from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that as a relevant factor, must be that Shava B'kol does not take precedence to that which is Eino Shava B'kol. Now, the assumption of Rabbi Kivi Eger is what? That Musaf, women are pater for Musaf. You can only make such a claim if women are pater. If women are chayiv in Musaf, then the reason why the Gemara couldn't say Mincha Shava B'kol and Musaf is not is because Musaf is also Shava B'kol. Elamai, Rabbi Kivi Eger assumes that Musaf is not Shava B'kol, and the reason why the Gemara couldn't use that is because Shava B'kol is not a relevant factor. That's what he proves. You have a question on that, Rafal?
Yeah, just like a real side question. Like, just based on like the mezuzah and tefillin, would you be able to say, would it be at all like a relevant factor, the fact that, like, and I could be wrong with this also, but I think that like, tefillin is a chiyuvis on a person, as opposed to, like, if you happen to have a house, then you need to have a keyness of mezuzah. Would that be a relevant factor at all?
No, because we're talking about a case seemingly where a person has a house, and now right now he owns a house and has a chiyuv at this moment. If a guy didn't have a house, then it wouldn't be mezuzah versus tefillin. He doesn't have a
chiyuv. Is a stronger than a Kiyumist in terms of like order and stuff like that?
No, he has a Chiyuv now. Now that he has a house.
Oh, once he had a house.
Exactly. Okay. If it would be another situation of Kiyumist versus Chiyuvist, Chiyuvist seemingly would take precedence to Kiyumist. Exactly.
But
very good.
If you have a house and the Kiyumist turns in your
view. Yeah, but saying, well, I own a house and there's no mezuzah, I have a Chiyuv to put a mezuzah on right now. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. What is a Rebbe Kivi Eger? Not the Chiyuvist, before Rebbe called it another Rebbe Kivi Eger before the Chiyuvist. What is
that? Was on the Shulchan Aruch where women are pater because they're not, they don't give shkalim to the carbon tzibur. That's what he said. They don't give shkalim, and therefore they're not, they have no chelik in the carbon musaf, and they're pater from carbon musaf. So, and now that was his assumption, why he thinks they're pater from musaf, and therefore musaf is ena shavakol. So Gemara should have said, mincha comes before, because mincha shavakol, and musaf is ena shavakol. But the Gemara doesn't say that, must be shavakol is not a relevant factor. No, we're talking a case of tadir where you have two chiyuvim. The one chiyuv is tadir, one chiyuv is eno tadir.
Right, but at the moment, like, why does it matter if it's more tadir? At the moment, you have to do both. So why does it matter if it's more tadir?
The Gemara proves in Zvachim that's we have to make a decision. So what decision do you make? The Gemara in Zvachim proves that this is the tadir, it takes precedence. Yeah. So now the Ber Yitzchak rejects Rabbi Kivega's assumption. Rabbi Kivega's assumption was that women are pater from Musaf. And why they're pater? Because what we saw on the other Rabbi Kivega, because they're not chayiv in Shkalim. So the Ber Yitzchak says, I agree women are pater from Shkalim. I agree to that point. But shkalim are not a relevant factor to the mitzvah of Tfilas Musaf. How does he know this? Because then, children shouldn't be davening Musaf. Children don't give, under the age of 20, don't give shkalim. And Kohanim are pater shkalim according to some Tanaim. So you're going to tell me a Kohen can daven Musaf. He's pater from Musaf. You're going to tell me that children don't have to, if they're a 15-year-old child, he's an adult, he's a gadol, but he's under 20, he's pater from shkalim. So 15-year-olds don't daven musaf? Elamai, he says, not true, it can't be. It can't be that shkalim is a reason to exempt women from musaf, and he says women are therefore chayv in musaf, and therefore musaf shava bakol. And that's why the Gemara can say, minchas before musaf, because mincha shava bakol, musaf is not shava bakol. Musaf is also Shavakol. They're equal. That's why it wasn't mentioned. But in general, he says, we do hold that Shavakol is more important than that which is Ein Shavakol. So he goes against Rebbe Kivig in both assumptions. One is they argue whether or not women are Chayv and Musaf. Number two is they argue whether or not Shavakol is a relevant factor in terms of what takes precedence. Okay. It just reminds me just of a different Tosis for a second, since we are doing a little bit of brachos on the Daf Chaf Amud Beis. There's a on that sugya that says women are chayv in tefillah because a mitzvah rachmin in tefillah is rachme, so women are pater from birkas hamazon, right? They're pater from benching. Gemara says why are they pater from it? Part of the discussion there. Why are they pater from benching? What?
Does it say like in like a chavra they wouldn't do it because of like pritzos?
That's in terms of a zimun, but in terms of benching.
So
like one pshat Rashi is they have no chelik baretz. It's right. No bris, no Torah. So Rashi says they have no chelik baretz. So Tosos says, are you going to tell me now, Shevet Levi, a pater from benching also? They have no chelik baretz. So he says that can't be the reason. Rather, Tosos says because women have no brischa, no terascha. That's why, he says. What's pshat in Rashi, though? It's about chalukas aretz. So are kohanim pater, levim pater? So there's in the back of the Gemara, the Shulta Giburim says, taka the women with kohanim are only chayim in their bottom. They're not chayim in benching with their isa. We don't assume that way. End up getting to another lamdus about whether or not the Ari Migrash, Ari Mikla, the 42, 48 cities that are given to Kwanim Levim, whether that's called their Chelik Ba'aretz. The Magen Avraham talks about this, there's a Tosafot Rashi there and a Rashba about this, whether that was given to them as their ownership, their Chelik, or only as a Matana. So that's part of a debate, but even the way it reminded me of this, that their putter in, they don't have a Chelik Ba'aretz, their putter from benching, certainly not. So it says the Ber Yitzchak, just because women are putter from Shkalm doesn't mean they're pater from Karban Musaf. A 15-year-old boy is pater from Shkalm, he's pater from Musaf. No, the two have nothing to do with each other. Fine. Either way, that's how he gets out of this question of Reb Kveger, that even though shkala, women are not chayiv, they're still chayiv musaf. But why? He doesn't explain why. It's a very good tanya Reb Kveger has, that women are patur from shkala, and that's why they shouldn't say karim musaf. So how would we justify this? He doesn't give, the Beis Yosef just rejects it, that no one holds his way. But give me the explanation why. So either you say that's about rachamim, like we said before, or you say it's not really keneged, it's not b'makom carbon, it's only keneged the carbon. You could say it's not really about carbonos. But maybe there's another approach. Maybe taka we say the carbon mosav, tefias mosav, and mamish carbon mosav. It takes on all the details of the mosav. And in a chanami, women are pater from it. But even though women are pater from shkalim, I gave you that whole modem of Zman to look at, we don't have to go through the whole details now, it is a bit involved. He ends up proving that women can give if they want shkalim anyways. Yeah.
What was the comparison between shkalim and musaf again? Like, why did we say
it? That the way it works is every single year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the reason why we read Parsha Shkalim in Adar is to remind people to give the Machzor Shekel. We don't have, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash obviously today, so it's a Zecher Ba'alma. But back then, the times of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone would give a Machzor Shekel. Anyone over the age of 20, really Machlokas we shown him, over the age of 13 or 20, that's another discussion, whether a child has to start giving an adult, what age, 13 or 20, and women are parted from that. You don't have to give shkalim. Which means, when I give shkalim, there are two things that happen when I give shkalim. One is I fund the carbon tzibar for tamid, carbon musaf, I fund it. And secondly, I have an ownership, I have a chelik in it. Now, kohanim are pater. Women are pater from giving shkalim. Kohanim is actually machlokas, but women are pater from giving shkalim. So if they're pater, that means they have no chelik, they don't buy this over the carbon musaf. It's not shaykh to them at all. So therefore, Kveger says they're pater. If they don't give shkalim, they don't have the daven musaf. So Madam Zman goes to a whole long discussion here about women, that he says that in terms of women, the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Shkalim that women are pater from giving Shkalim. But if they want to give, we can be mekabel from them. But then he says, he goes from the Tzaris Yisrael, that only if the women are willing to give it to the Tzibur. They can't give it directly because they have no Shaychas to Shkalim. That they give it to the Tzibur, and then go from the Tzibur funds, the communal funds, it redirects it to the Karim Musaf. It has to go roundabout. Can't go directly from them because they have no Chelek. Usually they just drop it in a pushka, it goes directly to the fund.
So that's not communal
much. It's considered directly from me into the funds of the tzibur. It doesn't have to go roundabout to the
goes to a communal gizbor type of...
Exactly, thing. Right. But that's considered as if I have a chalik. It doesn't have to get rerouted from some other entity. But the understanding goes from the women, they can't go direct, it has to go to some separate entity, and that entity gives it, not giving them any bilas offer. Now, he points out that the Rambam doesn't mention this criteria. He says you could accept from the women, and you don't have to go roundabout to the tzibur. So he explains that based on machlokas and shkalim, we don't have to get too involved in the details, but in general, when men give for the shkalim, for the carbon tzibur, he raises the chakir and says it's really machlokas tanaim. When I give my shkalim, does that mean I have a direct bilis over it? Or no, even when a man gives, it goes to this communal fund, this entity. I don't have a bilis over it. So he says, if you assume that when a man gives shkalim, everyone has a chelik, a bilis, only then do women, when they give, have to go roundabout to the communal fund. They can't have bilis over it. But if you assume that even when the men give, they're not having bilis over it. When the men give, it goes to the entity anyways, goes to the tzibur fund. No one has ownership to it. So when women give as well, they don't have to make the tanai, because everyone goes through the communal fund. There's no need for a tanai of any sort. And he says, the Rambam must assume that in general, for the men, is a entity that owns the shkalim and the karbon, not the individual. That's why women also don't have to make a tanai or the stipulation. It goes to this entity. And he ends up saying that for that reason, women are allowed to give shkalim. It's shayach to give shkalim then. Without even many, even with a tanai, without a tanai, I just brought this whole long piece. It's not an interesting lamedness about shkalim and karbon tibor, but just bringing it that women are not completely excluded from shkalim. They may not be a chiv to give shkalim. Kohanim Levim don't have a Levim do, but Kohanim don't have a chiv to give shkalim, but they certainly can give. It's certainly accepted, and according to the Rambam, it would be no different than the men. I mean, because if the Rambam is assuming that when the men give, it's just an entity, so when the women give, it's the same entity. If you assume the other way around, that when men give, the men own it, and when women give, they don't own it, they're the entity, then there's a big difference between men and women, their role in the carbon tzibur. But if you assume like the Rambam, that the din is what men own. It's only from the entity is there shaychus. The women have the same exact correlation to the carpentine as the men do. It's this entity and no bias at all. And for that reason, maybe we can explain that although Rikidik is right, that women are potter, but it doesn't mean they're not shaykh to the carbon masaf. And therefore, Tfiyas Masaf would be relevant to women as well. Okay. We did a lot today, a lot of different things, a different type of sugya. I'll quickly recap what we did, just to have some summary. We start talking about this distinction of a carbon musaf, rather Tfiyas Masaf connected carbon versus rachmim of the other tfilas. Nafkina being tashlumim. Tashlumim is only relevant for rachmim, but not relevant for karban musaf. The next nafkamina says in Od Behuda is women. Women are shaykh to rachmim, but they're pater from karban musaf. Because karban musaf, it's mitzvah has man grama, and they don't have the element of the rachmim, so it remains pater. That was the Od Behuda. We then saw Rav Jolti who said that it's not really connected to karban musaf. It's not really b'makam musaf, it's really kedusha yom, which is machayiv, which would say women are chayiv. And then we saw Rav Soloveitchik who felt that it is karban musaf. It's mamish b'makom karban, but it's also a din of rachmim. So that would include women as well. So the p'tur was mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, according to Od Behuda, but the flip side would be it's not really connected to karban musaf and the element of rachmim. Then we saw, we'll give it to the question in just a second, then we said, but what about the other p'tur that Rabbi Kivager said, not because mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, rather because women are not shaykh to shkalom at all. So the Be'er Yitzhak said that no, that the karban musaf has nothing to do with shkalom at all. It's not relevant to shkalom. But we suggest maybe it is relevant to shkalom. Maybe women have the same exact shaykhus to shkalom, to karban musaf, as men do. Which is meaning, not that they have a bias over it, but there's an entity that men are involved in, and women are involved in that same exact entity, which are given the same relevance to every karban musaf as women would. Yeah?
If we would go like that last shot, how would we paskin in the case of the Be'er Yitzchak in terms of the case where you get to shul and then they're davening musaf? Should you daven musaf or should they daven shachris?
If you assume which way?
That women are potter but they still have some shachris to it.
So
would you paskin in that case?
In this regard. It's a good question. I would assume that you would daven shachris first and then musaf because it's not a chiv. It's they're potter but they're allowed to. That would be my thought.
The men, they would daven musaf.
Exactly. Right. Okay, very good. Okay, shkoyach, everyone. Tomorrow's the last day. And